Welcome to another dimension, a dimension of insight, a dimension of understanding. You are entering a place where reality collides with truth. There are no limits, there are no boundaries. This is All Planet Radio.
Welcome back. This is the second half of Off Planet Radio Live from July 11th, 2012. This is the podcast edition, and this is part two of the interview with Steve Richards from holographickinetics.net and my co-host Annalee Cummings, and the contributions from guests and from the chat room on Wolf Spirit Radio. This edition is part of the original live show produced on July 11th, 2012.
Hi, I have a question.
Sure.
The question is, once you remove these entities, demonics, whatever they are, how do you seal your field? How do you prevent them from coming back?
Are you referring to the client?
Or to the practitioner?
Are you referring to the client or the practitioner?
Yeah, the client.
The client. Okay, well, first off, the way we do this is understand how to apply these laws. And when we bring these things up, the first thing you do is you trap them into our game. When you trap them into the game, there are certain laws and certain regulations that are read out to them. They are trapped in our game, so we don't let them go for a start so they can jump into someone else. If you let them go, like a lot of people do, bringing them up, taking these things out and letting them go, or send them back to the light, let's get recycled into someone else. If you let them go, the first thing that happens is they're going to jump into someone else because they need a home. By trapping them into the game and understand how to control this game correctly, we lock them in another dimension, or we give them the rights of the free will being to grow, to evolve, and eventually if they want to come back and take their own physical body, as a spirit they can evolve into a spirit. See, a spirit is only a being from another dimension that decides to come down the molecular mortal world and take on a vehicle. You may take on a tree, you may take an animal, you may take a human. The moment you come into that vehicle, you become a spirit. Because that's all a spirit is. It's a being from another dimension that's come to the molecular mortal world to take on a vehicle.
I would send them into the violet flame personally.
Yeah. No, because all you're going to do is you're going to recycle them. You'll jump into someone else. Thank you. It's understand how this game is structured. It's understand the laws, the mass and geometry that's applied. And it is. There's a mathematical formula for this universe. And when it's applied, it works.
How do you play a game with entities that don't follow the rules of the game? I mean, because that's what we're seeing. We're seeing these entities that are breaking the rules time and again. How do you play a game with someone who isn't going to play fair?
Listen, they're only breaking the rules because whoever's working with them is not getting to the fact that knowing how to deal with them. So, well, these beings are smart, but they'll play around with you. If you don't understand what you're doing, they'll have fun with you. They'll play with you, you know.
Okay, so what is the rule? What is the rule that finally binds this and terminates it?
I'm not going to tell you. And the reason I'm not going to tell you that is because you get a lot of people out there that take a little bit of information.
Right.
And they try to utilize it. It's very dangerous.
Okay.
Look, when I first started doing this, I had a friend of mine I mentioned last time. He thought he could do it. He came home 3 days later, can't find his wife and daughter, opens the cupboard. His daughter's there with a throat slit. Wife had killed the daughter, didn't know she'd been... These beings took over the daughter, took over the wife, I should say, killed the daughter. When the wife came back in the reality of what she'd done, she committed suicide. That wasn't her running her vehicle. These beings are powerful. I have dealt... You know, I've got the Cape to work with people up in the Cape to clear the Aborigines in some of the communities. The woman who organised me getting up the Cape, I get to Cairns that morning, 6 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the morning, the son hangs himself. That took her out of the equation. New woman takes over. To get me up to Cooktown to work on the kids. I get up to Cooktown, the daughter hangs herself. She's still alive. We cut her down, put her on the table. The first thing that comes up is this massive entity. You know what it says? You can't have her. She's mine. I'll take her tomorrow. I'll take her next week. She's mine. As if you bugger, you will step aside. Let's find out where you came from. We're in false space time. Then I deal with the entity. Take him out. 5 years later, she's got 3 little kids and she's doing great. We're dealing with forces here that are powerful. Another dimension. And when you want to be cleared, I'll tell you now. The moment you make the decision to be cleared, you're going to get attacked by these beings because they don't want you out of the game. You understand?
Okay. So maybe what we can do here, Steve, is I see a lot of interest. First off, I want to clear up a group of questions here. And these the group of questions are really coming from one or two people. But it all comes back again to this single scenario of violence against children. And I'll just give you the one question, which says, if a child gets killed or hurt, if a child is raped, we tend to focus on violence with children because they're the most innocent. And I want you to kind of reframe that in terms of what you've just rolled out, especially the first part of this hour.
Okay. Again, nothing being wrong, nothing being right, purely simply understanding that we set up everything for ourselves somewhere in time. So I'm dealing with a case with a woman, and I mean, let's face it, 87%, actually 93% Aboriginal community have got sexual abuse. In other words, it's either a perpetrator or it's a victim in that community. Now, mainstream society is something like 33-34% at least. So, you know, my clients come to me and they've got a lot of sexual abuse online. First thing I do is go back to the cause and effect when that is. And there's a whole range of scenarios here. Sometimes it is old programming that is online as a child, passed from mother or relations down. But other times we go back and we find that if it happens in the first three and a half years, then I can virtually guarantee you that as a spirit, and I send the people back through time, I tell them nothing, let's go back. And what happens, I'm holding 2 points in the back of the neck, they actually physically heat. That becomes an indication I need to go back further. I go back further. Next minute, they're reliving back in the past what they're doing. A lot of time, they were soldiers doing the same thing to children back in time. They then had to come back to experience their own experiences of what they'd done. The moment they look at that and acknowledge it, instantly, the continuation of abuse, which happened all their life, ceases. Now, there's a whole range of variables. I'm saying this is what we find, and every case is different. There are no two cases the same out of the thousands I've worked with. Mm-hmm. I've never two the same. That's why you can't put it in a box. And each one, let's go back and find out why this was set up. Now, you've got the ritual stuff that's set up and with abuse, and it's pretty powerful. You know, I mean, I had a case. I better not mention that on there. Yeah, but I mean, I'm dealing with a number of cases that have got massive, massive linked ritual stuff that's taking place with children back in time. And when we go back, you know, these people, they're adults today, still in the trauma of what happened as a child. And we go back, past life, we've got the same thing happening. Past life, same thing happening. Past life, same thing happening. And we go back in time, we find that, you know, there's an agreement. Now, watch this. This is an example. I've got today the amount of women that don't feel good enough about themselves. You know, I'm not good enough. So here, we're going back. This is just one example, which will shed a bit of light on some of this. So here we are. We go back in time. There's 2,000 years ago. Thank you. And what's happening? I'm lined up with all the other virgins. Thank you. And what's happening? The high priest is coming along. Thank you. And what's happening? He's picking out the virgin to be sacrificed at the altar. Thank you. And what's happening? I wasn't chosen. I'm not good enough. It was such an honor for the program of the soul to be sacrificed that these people's soul is still programmed through time not being good enough because they weren't sacrificed. So that answer there goes back. If these people through time had chosen to be sacrificed, then they will continue through the cycles of time to be sacrificed in some form, some way. And sexual abuse was a normal part of sacrifices in the past. Like it or not, that's the reality of what took place. I mean, if you want to, you can go in today and have a look what happened in, you know, have a look at what happened in North Vietnam. You know, if anyone understands, you know, go and have a look what happened in war situations. It's not, nothing's changed. You know, just go back to the English when they invaded. And what would they do? First thing, they'd rape all the women and the children, thank you very much, to breed out the species and to breed in a new species. This has been going on for thousands of years through time.
Steve, I'm going to try and weave together a couple of questions from the chat room and also some of what you were just referencing and what we're seeing coming out in the present day. We're seeing a lot of sex abuse cases come out in the public, whether you look at the Penn State stuff that happened or things that I wrote about with Horace Mann and the school I attended coming out. and people seem to be wanting to bring this stuff to the surface. How is this coming to the surface and the transparency helping people on just a conscious, you're in your body, you're realizing you don't want this, you want to make changes, so you're making statements that you want to cancel all past negative contracts, you're maybe doing some inner spirit work to do that, and you're wanting to break through the soul programming to interface with your true spirit, and how is that process that people are going through now as part of whether you want to call it the ascension or the conjunction and people working out their stuff with what we're seeing being exposed on the public sphere of events.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm hearing you saying again is soul stuff. It's not the spirit stuff. You know, you may want to make changes, but you may want to make changes all your life, but to want to make changes, they're from the ego, they're from the soul. The soul looking at what's been created. There's no actually making the changes with the spirit, unless the spirit integrates to what's taking place. And every case is unique and different. I cannot take, you know, and put a square box and say, okay, this is what's happened to all of them, because there is no two the same. But every one of them has come through time. Every case has come through time, But the situations and circumstances of those events through time, they're all unique and different. So it's very hard to look at and put a overall picture on, again, what's happening there with that.
So why are we seeing all these cases of sexual abuse with children, and whether it's satanic ritual abuse and things being exposed with that, or, you know, your locker room pedophiles, or the whole institution that has been harboring secrets for 30 years, there's got to be some commonality between that is...
Are you telling me that this is something new?
No, I'm not telling you it's something new. I'm saying, why is it coming out right now to the degree and extent that it is right now, and how does this relate to, I guess, what Krista was talking about in the first part of the show with this very potent spiritual awakening that's being experienced by people, and maybe it is on a soul level and they're trying to break through, but why is this happening now, and how are we going to connect to the spirit? Why are we having this soul level, 3D level experience that we are, and what's it going to take to break it through to the spirit level, I guess?
It's coming to the surface right now because this is the end of the cycle. Now, that is only one facet of what you're focusing on. You know, out there are many different facets of the cycle that are surfacing for people to look at right across the board. This is only one. You know, we go back and look at pedophilia stuff, and a lot of pedophiles, you know, it's interesting. I've worked in the prison system with pedophiles. And, you know, they say a pedophile can't be changed. Well, I'll tell you now, it's rubbish. I found a lot of pedophiles were stuck in their first sexual experience as a child, and they're still stuck there as a child. And until that dimension's cleared, and then they can move on. But while you're stuck in a dimension of time, you can never move on. And when you look at the prison system, the amount of prisoners, I don't know, Your Honour, why I keep doing the same thing over and over. They're stuck in time. They're stuck in a dimension.
Let me ask you this. Because we talked about this a little bit before we went on air tonight. We recognize that we are currently in a changing period of energetics, that we are, whatever you want to call it, some call it ascension cycle, some call it galactic center, changing of energetics. I guess my question to you is, are we as a group, in other words, humans in incarnating cycles, caught in an endless loop of a malevolent universe where we do not break the cycle of evil? Are we constantly red meat for the dogs of the universe out there to chew on?
Okay, I understand what you're saying there, but I still look at this and say that each and every one of us in this dimension create our own separate dimensions of reality. And in each one of those dimensions of reality, our thoughts that capture energy within those dimensions, and those experiences are individual experiences that we are choosing to be in.
Okay.
Now, keep it on, sorry. As you going to say?
No, no, I was just saying that was a key concept. I needed that revisited. The idea that we're effectively... I understand the problems that people have grappling with this. I think I have a pretty good grasp on things beyond three- and four-dimensional reality until we start talking about this and I realize that, again, what you said earlier, we each have a unique cycle that we're working through. Is that correct? I don't want to put words in
there. That's correct. It's in the big cycle, the real big cycle. The big cycle, that's a real big one. And in that big cycle, we have incarnated lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. That was the deja vu one. Now we're living in this dimension, and we're repeating those things with the variables that we chose to make the changes for. If in the present we make changes to the past, we'll instantly change in this moment on the future cycle of time and better the future cycle. Some people, when this conjunction takes place, some people aren't ready to make changes to those dimensions. Some people haven't learned by what they created in those dimensions. So when time loops itself, there'll be two facets of time. You'll either be inside time or outside time. If you're inside time, Groundhog Day. If you're outside time, then you've learned by the lessons and you evolve into the next dimension of reality that will take place.
Somebody just asked in the chat room, and I guess it's come up before a question. Are you working with George Kavassalis?
I'm not working with George Kavassalis. George has come and done my course, like many other people have done my course.
Okay. I know that he's one high-profile person right now that has been a champion of your work, and I know people were asking that.
George has seen, by coming to the course, George has seen his own reality of what takes place here. George has seen what's taking place to other people. George has seen some of the things that we bring up, and George has seen how time works and understand how we clear time. He has seen the reality of what takes place here.
Steve, I wanted to go back to what you're saying. We can't clear this stuff till we clear the dimension of time. So on a 3D, you know, social interaction level, when we're dealing with this situation of children being abused and how to resolve this, a lot of what we see is something that you and I talked about. You resist against something, you speak out against it, you try and expose it, but you were saying that resistance of doing that justifies the creation of the opposite for which you are resisting against. So that sort of leaves me in a conundrum of how do you look at what is being done, and, you know, you had said the other day, don't react, because when you react, you feed it. But how do you see the child on the ground or in the bunker and they're being raped and you just don't do anything? Like, how do you navigate that?
Well, why are you in the bunker in the first place?
Pardon?
Why are you in the bunker in the first place?
Well... I wasn't in the bunker. It's a metaphorical question for...
But I do understand what he's saying here. He's saying that you placed yourself in that situation at that particular moment. And here again, we bump up against the hard, cold reality that is a resisting point for a lot of people, including me right now. I'm sitting here and I'm bumping up against my own resistance to this. And it's not an animosity towards anything you've presented. This is a hard, cold truth that's probably so brutal for some people that they will actively fight against it.
Oh, that's quite possible. That's quite possible. But, you know, as I said, it's when you work on the thousands of people we've worked on, and we've seen the reality of how this universe really works. Totally different to anything we've ever been taught, because we're always taught that it's someone else's fault. We're always taught that the whole idea, watch this, the whole idea is divide and conquer. You know, we find that we have countries out there that we are in conflict with because they're different to us. we find that we have politicians out there, and they're getting politics, and they're like school kids, you know, bickering and arguing against each other instead of doing what's supposed to be done for the country. We find that all the sports games on TV, all the shows on TV, they're all about divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Well, you know, it boils down to the simplest part of us, and we are into divide and conquer. We have divided ourselves from our spirit, and we are letting our soul conquer us. With all the external programs, we're stuck in these programs, stuck in the why, we're stuck in the blaming, we're stuck in someone else's fault. When the reality of everything is that, hey, what did I do to create this? Because the moment we stop and we understand, take responsibility for our own creations through time, then we can change time. Any questions?
I think that's sinking in right now for me. I understand what you're saying, and, you know, a lot of our questions actually become circular as we're talking about this, because I don't think this is the easy answer that people want.
No, no, look, I understand that. Look, there's a lot of things people want in life. And I'll tell you now, the more you have a want in life, the more you put resistance to achieving it. The things that you fear most are the things you'll attract in life. Because you're putting energy into those fears, the universe says, okay, you need to learn about this. The moment you can come to a point zero and realize that within this universe there is nothing wrong, there is nothing right. We, in our soul level, conscious level, are into the blame and into the judgment. The universe isn't. It says, okay, whatever you choose to create, you create it, but be responsible for it. Because you can't escape it, you're going to have to experience it. Only then, on the big picture, can we have this balance. Now, I'm here to assist people to move on that big level.
What about, you know, so let's just move it away from the children, because I think that was too much for everyone. But a lot of people, you know, who were sexually assaulted or attacked, and they're in this victim mentality and they work through it, and then they take, say, a self-defense course or a martial arts course, and they begin to cultivate that that knowing that you were talking about, of just knowing that nothing can come in your field. And part of that knowing, at least for the soul or ego part, is knowing, I know what to do when this comes my way. I know it, I feel it, and that is a step on getting to that spirit level knowing of nothing can come into my field. So if folks are working at it from that way, how do you get to that space of making the steps, but those steps not themselves being the resistance that's drawing it back in? I mean, there's got to be a way where you can't just go from A to Z in one leap. We're humans, and we are dealing with limitation and duality, so often you have to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G to get to that space of knowing.
Okay. What I'm hearing again is from the soul and from the conscious mind, or the ego part, of the person of understanding of where we're coming from. Look, to understand this, and this is where this is where the divide and conquer has taken place right through time. It's about dividing and conquering and creating this trauma for the spirit through time, so manipulation of the soul can take place. So what do I see through time? So what we see is here, back in time, with these creations, is, you know, you're allowing the things that you have online, have your thought processes and your fears, to focus on those. So therefore, you're actually locking yourself into this soul experiences, which in turn is going to feed the life forms that are in there, need to be fed, because you're reacting to them. And every time you react to these life forms that are in you, you're going to feed them. So they're going to reproduce this universe on your reality to keep setting up cycles of similarity. So you keep feeding them because you never let go of them. It's understanding that when we actually communicate with our spirit and we get there, this universe is here for the atomic structure and the atoms in this universe to be rearranged for our reality. We have forgotten how to communicate with our inner being and to manifest these realities. When we manifest these realities, we are not putting ourselves in these positions of reality. We put ourselves in these positions because we have a fear of these positions that reproduce themselves. Because we have created a thought which is online, it becomes a thought form, becomes a life form, it reproduces using you as a host. So what are we doing? We're feeding the life forms, we're giving energy to them so they can reproduce themselves and eventually take over with the thing we hate most.
I guess on a simplistic level, which maybe is where I need to park it right now, is heal yourself to heal this universe. Is that overly simplified?
Yes. What I mean by that is yes, if we heal ourselves, then yes, we can heal this universe. But to understand that, we really have to understand a little bit more about this universe and how it works. The moment we start to understand how this universe works and we change the perception of our realities of this universe, therefore we no longer allow the programs in the soul to manipulate and run us that have been programmed into us from school, from other forms of growing up experiences that are locked into us. The moment we start to acknowledge that we are responsible for everything in our life and things come up in life, you look at them, say, okay, thank you, I acknowledge that. Why did I set that up? And just a simple why, sometimes your spirit will instantly show you why you set it up. And the moment we acknowledge it, blow up the time track, it'll clear that dimension from ever affecting you again. The thing with people is that people are stuck in the programs of the soul. And the soul can be programmed, it has been programmed from the beginning of time. The whole idea was to traumatize the spirit so it gets access to the soul. Well, the cases you're focused on here today, the cases around, you know, a lot of cases around sexual abuse, but a lot of the sexual abuse stuff, let's have a look. Yeah, a lot of sexual abuse goes back as a child. What happens as a child? You're exploring your sexuality. Interesting, what happened? Okay, so you've got two parts of your spirit saying, hey, don't go there, don't go there. And, of course, the other part of you is saying, oh, this is new and exciting and adventurous. You do it, taking three facets here. First facet is before, then there's during, and then there's after. So before, the feelings and emotions, there's during, and there's after. And after, there could be the guilt, the shame, and all these other emotions. Now, all of those emotions will be locked in together. Now, what takes place, you have to tell me, I'll tell you. Up in present day, every time excitement comes online, it's going to trigger off all these other emotions online in present day. And you're never going to find you can have sex with your partner because of the issues online still affecting you. And a lot of those came from the program of, you know, I look at my own culture back in time. I look at my own culture. You know, we never wore clothes. Never wore clothes. Never had sexual abuse. We all sleep in a hubby together by the fire. Your nakedness, no clothes, white people arrive, what'd they do? Yeah, put on clothes, you dirty little beast, you know? They then divide and conquer. Whatever they 97% sexual abuse in communities. Why? Because what was natural became unnatural, and what was unnatural became natural. Do you understand what's going on? Yeah, our whole world is being manipulated by forces outside of our reality, and we're feeding those realities by buying into the game of those realities. The moment we go back, as I said, I'm working with clients all the time that have got mass stuff online in this field. And we go back and we look at it. We change the dimension. Go back. Explore it. Explore that moment of time without negative emotions. And we change and lock that in. And all of a sudden you find that the things that were negative are no longer negative. And all of a sudden things that are natural become natural again.
It does.
And you're free to move on, free to go. But remember, this is only part. This is only part of the many areas we get into. You know, my thing is, let's not keep focusing on the negative issues of here, of these events.
No,
let's
actually, I'd like you to go there, please.
Thank you. Okay, just give you an insight of some of the things that are taking place with people. Is you have the thoughts, and we have the thought forms, and we have the beliefs. If you've got a thought form and you've got a belief, your thought form and your belief in this molecular mortal world will override your spirit. Because this is a free will choice, and the free will choice comes from the thought forms and the beliefs. So these assumptions and beliefs are going to override that spirit. So therefore, when it tries to make changes, if your thought form beliefs in there, it's not going to make changes. You know, I had a woman come to me a few months ago, and she's saying, you know, this man I'm going with is draconian attachments, attacking me, it's attacking me, psychically attacking me, yelling and screaming all the time. Well, I said, you listen to me? I said, that's an assumption. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's happening. I said, you listen to me again? That's an assumption. You assume it's coming from him. The effect is you've got yelling and screaming in the head. Now, put away your assumption so we can look at the cause effect and where that's coming from. Finally, that sunk in, and so we went in and went back to 9 years old. And what's happening? Father and the two brothers yelling and screaming at each other. She's petrified. Thank you. That petrified crater thought form, the thought form evolved to life form. 40 years later, it's evolved to an entity, where it's still yelling and screaming at her. The moment we unfolded space-time, changed time, and took it out, instantly, the screaming and yelling stopped. That was a thought form, the life form, which was the assumption and belief, which was locked in to her. Then you've got the genetic issues. You've got people through the generations that can pass up down through the cells into the being through a hologram of time and affect the generations down through time. Then we've got the difference between the spirit and the soul. Now remember, for those that weren't listening, I'll just go into one of the cases here, given the incident between the spirit and the soul, because a lot of people have got no idea between the two. So I've got a model from Europe that's come out. She gets up on a catwalk every day in front of thousands of people, no problems. But every morning she wakes up with anxiety. So she comes out to see me, we get her on the table. Spirit says, 16, thank you, go there. What happened? I remember a friend come and stayed and slept on the lounge room floor. I felt something happen. Thank you, I acknowledge that. That was the soul. The soul remembers. Thank you. Step aside. Spirit, come forward. Now, Spirit, what took place? He drugged the body and he raped me. I couldn't wake the body. The spirit had the trauma because the body had been drugged. The soul didn't remember because it was asleep. But the spirit had the trauma. So there's the difference between your spirit and your soul on that event. Then you've got everything in nature is alive. You've got trees are alive. You go through air and you clear all the trees. You're putting trauma into the ground. Those trees were alive. They had spirits in them. And when the spirit's removed, that tree in that area can have trauma. At times, we need to clear areas of these trauma that's online. You have animals. We can bring an animal in. And an animal's got trauma through an event. And we can clear the animal, put the animal back, and the animal gets better. So the whole range of, at times we can take on spirits and animals that don't even belong to us. You know, and again, some of those are taken on purely simply because we feel sorry for the animal. You know, you might be driving on the road and you see an animal on the side of the road hit by a car and you feel sorry for it. That spirit can actually move into you. Now, that spirit can be asleep.
Where in this, I mean, I understand the model of how you're looking at this, but where does compassion come into this work? Because many people rely on compassion. Krista was talking about the power of gratitude and holding that, and I see compassion as related to that. Where does compassion come in and yet not usurp the spiritual work that one has to do? How can you heal from this stuff and acknowledge it if that's what must be done, which is what it sounds like you're stating very forcefully? Where does compassion come into the picture for this work?
I'll be blunt and straight to the point, as I am with my clients and I am with my students, and I am when I do my seminars. My point is, I couldn't care less. It's not my reality. And I'm not buying to your reality or anyone else's reality. The moment you buy into someone else's reality by feeling sorry because of something's taken place, you can take on whatever's attached to that person. This is about being at point zero. Point zero. It's not my game. I'm an observer of the game.
It's like point zero would have a place for compassion to me.
Point zero is purely simply observing the game for what it is. Truly a game. You observe and you do not react. The moment you observe and don't react, you're not buying into the game, you're not feeding anything in the game, that's not part of your game. I've found over the years, when people have taken on pity or felt sorry for things, then they take on other forces. I've had police officers that have attended 8 suicides. They're on trauma leave. Felt sorry for the people, and after these people had killed themselves, through the spirits decided they didn't want to leave and they jumped into the body. We had to bring them up and take them out. I've had paramedics, I've had ambulance officers on trauma leave that have done the same thing, taken on things because of some of the things they've seen when they got there and felt sorry. Point zero is purely simply understanding it wasn't my game in the first place. It's a pity the person made those choices, or it's a pity this has happened, but I'm not going to buy into it because it's not my game, therefore I'm not going to react. Because the moment I react, I enter the game of another.
So is the problem we're seeing with the world and everyone having these entities and stuff jumping around the fact that we have too much compassion? I mean, I'm just really trying to understand this because it seems to me like it's a loop that I'm not understanding. It sounds like what you're saying is that because we've had compassion for one another, we've taken on this stuff, and therefore the reason these demons or other dimensional entities that are running the place are here is because we've taken on compassion rather than holding this neutral observer ground that you're calling point zero.
Okay, now again, what you just mentioned there was a variety of things. You mentioned these entities, these other things. Now, you've got to understand what we're dealing with. Are we dealing with a spirit? Are we dealing with an entity? Are we dealing with a draconian? What are we dealing with? Because each one has its own agenda. If we're dealing with a spirit, then the spirit had a vehicle. Therefore, it could be a spirit of a tree. It could be a spirit of an animal. It could be a spirit of a human. And yes, if we're responsible for the death of that spirit's vehicle, in other words, if we're responsible for the death of another, then that spirit has the right to take our vehicle and enter into us. It can be there for thousands of years. And all of a sudden, one day, it can awake from its sleep and take over. And all of a sudden, we're reliving an overlay upon us that's taken place thousands of years ago by one of these forces. That's the spirit. An entity. An entity is created by act of our thoughts, or ones that have been let loose and they're out there. And when you have the drugs and the alcohol, the ones that are loose want to hop into a physical body and have party time. Thank you very much. So you take them on through your free will and choice. And then the big boys out there are usually linked to the ritual stuff that have come through time, and their aim is to try and manipulate the world for energy, because humans are a source of energy. So there's a whole range of variables out there, and they all have different agendas, and they're dealt with totally different. You can't deal with the spirit the same as you can an entity. Totally different. Totally different.
Given the scale of what we're dealing with, given everything we've talked about over the last 90 minutes, and the present decrepit condition of humanity as we are viewing them in our own timeline right now, it seems like we've got big problems, and yet I'm not aware that there's that many practitioners who are doing what you do. What is the answer? How do people get involved? How do we begin to deal with this? Because I see right now how overwhelmed people are, impacted by the material that you're presenting. Human nature wants to do something about this. We're motivated that way. So on base one, where does one begin in dealing with the situation?
Let go of the issues that are affecting you. You know, as I said, look at our world and what our world consists of. Our world, since the beginning of time, since these beings came here and manipulated this world, is about divide and conquer. They're divide and conquering nations. They're divide and conquering at the government level. They're divide and conquering in the sports level. They're divide and conquering right across the board, you know, divide and conquer. And it boils down to the simplest part of us. We have allowed divide and conquer to take place within us. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop that division. We have to get back to the old. You know what the old elders say to me? Some of the old elders, our Bush and the old Aboriginal elders, you know, some real magic men and some things they can do. And I say, you know, why don't you, you know, come forward and show them some of this, what we can do? And you know what they say to me? Why? They never listen. And that sums up for a lot of things, you know, in the past. You know, we're today, like, I've been battling governments for 10 years. We can turn mental health around, no problem. We can turn the prisons around, no problem. But you know what? Nobody wants to listen to that top level because, well, you ask me, why? You know, what's their reason for not wanting to turn around? What's their reason for not wanting to expand? And we talk about quantum physics today at its highest level. This is quantum physics. This is. We are doing it. We're physically doing it. Not talking about, we're doing it. We're activating it. We're making it happen. But nobody wants to be free. They don't want us free. Do you understand?
Okay, you just said something there. You said they don't want us free. Does
those run at the top level of these other beings who run this dimension?
Okay.
We don't have to play the game of another. We don't have to be in the other's reality.
So if we stop resisting, if we stop acknowledging, is that one step towards freedom?
Yes. You know, where the focus goes, the energy flows. You can't have something alive if you don't give it energy. The moment you focus on it, you're actually giving it energy. You know, recently I was in Canberra, and I was at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy there, and What happened is, you know, we had a young girl come up to me, and she'd been on drugs. So I just, you know, can you help? Can you help me? I said, look in my eye. I locked, hit her on the shoulder, and said, "Spirit, send me the cause effect of why she is the way she is." Now she's curled up on the ground, in the fetal position, and it's a little spirit. What's taking place? I'm inside my mummy's tummy. I'm 2 months. Thank you. And what happened, little spirit? Daddy punched mummy in the tummy. Daddy punched mummy in the tummy. How to make you feel, little spirit? They don't want me. And that's why she's on drugs. Let them change dimension. Now they saw that. And all of a sudden, some of the elders down there said, whoa, this is the old way. This is how it was. And we sat down and I said, look, we have to make changes. This is the future. We have to start making changes. The stickers they had out there on the T-shirts and the stickers they had out there was no more racism. Well, do you understand that? You have to create racism to justify no more racism. No more discrimination. You have to create discrimination to justify no more discrimination. So he came up with Healing Spirit, which is now appearing all around the country and is heading out over the world, because it's a positive. The moment you focus on something negative, you have to create that negative to justify its non-existence. Do you understand? And that's where we have to start. Divide and conquer with us. Stop the division between us. Start listening to our own spirit. Start listening to that little voice inside, you know, when it says, hey, don't go there, don't do this. Start listening to it. Because the moment we start that and start acknowledging it, it will acknowledge us. How would you feel if you was a poor little spirit there and, you know, you're giving thanks to the gods, the angels, the guides and everything else outside of your reality and you're not thanking your own spirit? How would you feel if you was that little spirit? You kick your feet up and say, hey, you want to run the show? You run the show. And when shit hits the fan, then you call me. That's what's going on today. And you wonder why people are in the stuff they got? Start listening. Start listening to your spirit. Get back in communication with it, because that's where the key lies. Our future lies in our past. And that's where we have to go to.
And that answer that you just gave, Brian, that answer answers your question in the chat room. I actually think this is a good place to leave it, unless Anna Lee, you have something else you'd like to present.
No, I just want to thank Steve for deftly handling the volley of questions. I had a lot on the plate, and I think you gave very succinct answers, and I appreciate the intelligent conversation. As Randy said before, gobsmacked is a good word.
Well, I think this was a nice extension to the last conversation, in that we kind of came full circle in getting to a positive place. And I know there's people out there that need what you do, and we're dealing with a lot of very broken souls, spirits, and human beings on this planet right now. Last couple minutes are yours, Steve, to present whatever you want to present, give your website and tell people how they can contact you and how they can potentially avail themselves to things that you're doing.
Thanks for that. Well, the website is www.holographickinetics.net, and if people email me, I'll try to get through to all the emails. I'm still trying to answer emails from a few months ago. As my time is, you know, whenever I get spare time, I go back on and try to answer some of those emails. But we will be trying to get over to teach in the States and in Canada and England. And I've had other invitations from other countries around the world. Once we get over there and we start teaching people how to do this, you will see what takes place. You'll see what we're talking about, and you'll start to understand. The only way of really understanding this is to see the real experiences of what takes place with this and the change that can take place in such a short period of time. Mm. You know, my thing is out there today, and this is what I've written to your military, I've written to our military over there, and I see all these poor young lads that have gone to war and they're traumatized, they've come back and they've got mass trauma. And those kids can be cleared. They can be cleared. But, you know, your military and our military is the same. They keep saying our psychiatrists know what they're doing. So the question gets back to me is, what are they doing if they know what they're doing? Because you do have a lot of people suffering, and I would love to get in with somebody who understands who to contact and who we can get into. So if we get over there, I'd love to get in and work on some of these kids over there that have mass war trauma on them, and to teach a team how to clear them.
Absolutely. So again, for those who are in the chat room, those who will hear this later, links are going to be posted. They're posted in the chat room. We'll put them up with the show page. And I really do appreciate you coming on again, Steve, and answering a lot of questions and putting yourself out there. And for dealing with, I think what at times for me tonight's been kind of grappling with some very basic concepts that I was resistant to. So thanks for answering all that. I think all the questions that we had posed to us tonight contributed to a more holistic understanding of what we're really dealing with.
Can I just say one more?
Sure, yeah.
And that is that if every person out there that is reacting to this asks the question, what is the life form within me that is reacting and why? Because we're going to have life forms within us that do not want to be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they will everything in their power to keep you stuck in this game. Okay?
Totally agree with that. Absolutely. You guys want to stay on the line for a minute? I'm going to take us out, close the show down. I want to say thanks to Dave at Wolf Spirit Radio tonight for extending this show and allowing us to get a lot of material in. I want to thank Krista. Steve, I want to thank you and Annalie as well, and to you, the audience. I see a lot of people out there that are on a quest right now. Keep pressing for the truth that's out there. It's inside you, and together we can work through all of this. We'll be back again next week with my guest, Bob Nevert. And until then, peace.
Thank you.
This is Off Planet Radio.